Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, May 29th. Owen Sound Police say their criminal investigation branch has arrested and charged an employee of the Bruce Gray Catholic District School Board. They say there's a court-ordered publication ban, and no further details will be released at this time. They say recognizing that only limited information can be disclosed, police are asking to speak with any potential witnesses who may have relevant information, and they're also encouraging any other potential victims to come forward. They say you can report information to Owen Sound Police or anonymously to Crime Stoppers. An Owen Sound counselor wants the city to update its yard maintenance standards to allow for increased lawn heights and measures to promote pollinator habitats in early spring. Councillor John Farmer gave notice at Monday's meeting that he intends to bring a motion to ask for a staff report on the yard maintenance bylaw. Owen Sound's current maximum lawn height is 4 inches. Farmer says it does not align with neighboring municipalities Georgian Bluffs and Meaford, which allow for higher lawn growth in their property standards bylaws. He also mentions Owen Sound's current bylaw does not have any exceptions for delayed first cuts for people who want to take part in a popular international pollinator awareness campaign known as No Mow May. Southampton's Marine Heritage Society is looking forward to a few new things at this year's annual festival. Doug Gore says the 14th Annual Marine Heritage Festival on July 25th through 27th is the largest three-day family fun festival along the Lake Huron coastline. He says new this year is a lecture from Zach Melnick and Yvonne Draybert, underwater filmmakers on the Bruce Peninsula.
You may know them from the TVO documentary entitled All Too Clear. They will show some rare underwater views and discuss their lives as filmmakers.
Gore says a history walk around Fairy Lake is also a new event, and there will be a dragon boat at the harbor, which is also new to the festival. To learn more, go to chantryisland.com. Ontario's MPPs just got a significant pay raise. A bill was tabled today and passed all three readings in lightning-fast time and has received royal assent. The Ford government lifted the 16-year-long pay freeze at Queen's Park, resulting in raises for MPPs of 35%. The base salary will rise from $116,000 to $157,000. It will also give MPPs full pension benefits after 6 years of service. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 72 points to 26,210. The Dow Jones is up 117 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.4 U.S. cents, up 14 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $60.91, down 93 cents a barrel. In sports, Game 5 of the NHL's Western Conference Final goes tonight. The Edmonton Oilers will try to close out the Dallas Stars and set up a rematch with the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final. 8 o'clock puck drop for the Oilers and Stars. Toronto Maple Leafs general manager Brad Treliving held court with reporters this morning for the first time since the Leafs were knocked out of the playoffs and subsequently dismissed team president Brendan Shanahan.
Champions have the ability to be calm and at their very best when it matters the most. That is an area that we've got to improve in. I think there has been steps. I know what's happened before as well. But we have to be able to find a way to push through at the most critical moments.
In Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays open a series against the Athletics after taking 2 of 3 against the Texas Rangers. In local ball, the Owen Sound Bay Sox host Lyle Astro at 8 this evening at Tom Williams Park, weather permitting. Ontario Junior B Lacrosse, the Owen Sound North Stars play on the road against the Allura Hawks. And Game 5 of the NBA Eastern Conference Final, the Indiana Pacers will try to wrap up their series against the New York Knicks. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of showers, some fog patches developing overnight, the temperature steady around 12 degrees. Increasing cloudiness Friday, a chance of showers late in the afternoon, a light breeze, and a high around 18 degrees. Right now, it's 14 degrees in Tobermory and Walkerton, 14 in Meaford, and it's also 14 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.